MyBridge Radio, that is Chris Tomlin, our God. Thanks so much for joining Stan and me on this Thursday. Marilee Bradley is a mom of six in Lincoln who has shared insights with us here on MyBridge Radio for a number of years. Now, over that time, we have learned with her, laughed with her, and I sure some of you even cried with her. Marilee, it is so good to have you back with us again this morning.
I'm glad to be here. I was just thinking, I think when we started this, I only had two kids, so it was a number of years ago.
Yeah, and now you have six. I was just about to ask you, Marilee, if you've moved to the farm yet.
Not quite. We're working our way.
With six kids and maybe even counting, right? Because you're not committing to being done yet, right?
You never know. I did promise Danny that if we went a whole year without getting any more kids, maybe we could get a chicken. So he's really hoping he can hold out a few more months and he can get a chicken. So we'll
see. My goodness. That's great. Well, Marilee, I just want to say, first of all, that just remember that we knew you when. Okay. So now, you've recently, which we're going to get into here in a few moments, you've recently written a blog post, which you do regularly, but this one kind of tipped for you, and you got 600,000 clicks, probably in counting. At this point, it's probably over 600,000. So that's crazy. How in general does that make you feel that you got 600,000 clicks on something that you wrote?
I guess it's overwhelming. It seems really surreal because it's not like 600,000 people showed up at my house and asked to talk to me.
Right.
It's just very kind of an out-of-body experience to think, okay, well, this resonates with a large group of people. Why is that?
Which is my next question, Marilee. Why do you think this post tipped?
A lot of people read things they don't agree with because they want to argue with it. So there's been a fair number of that. And there's been a lot of people saying, you speak for me too, and I haven't had the words to say it. So I think there's something stirring in people's hearts. There's an awakening happening, and I think this kind of touched on that.
Well, there are many listening this morning that are going, what are you guys talking about? What blog post? We'll talk about that in just a minute. So just stay tuned, and we'll get into that content in just a moment.
You are loved. It stars go dim this morning on MyBridge Radio. Great to have you along with Stan and me this morning. Today, we are visiting with Marilee Bradley from Lincoln, who is a mother of six. Now, Marilee recently wrote a blog post called To the White Parents of My Black Son's Friends, and it went viral. Well, she's joining us this morning to share a little bit about the content of that blog post.
Okay, so Marilee, what was the particular post about?
I have been having a conversation with a friend of mine who was talking about racial tension in general and what we can do to protect our kids, especially boys like my Josh, who is a 9-year-old black boy who's growing up, and how do we have an awareness of what life is like for him. And so it was really a desire for me to sit down and kind of explain that to people who may not be aware, because I was not aware before this impacted my family. And that felt kind of shameful to me, that I didn't know what issues other people that I love, the people that love Jesus, what they were facing in their daily life. But that's become something I know about, and I thought, I can speak to this from the perspective of someone who has gained an awareness of it.
Yeah, and again, this is radio, so, you know, some in my Bridge Radio family, they don't know that you are white, right? Okay.
Right,
and you,
right.
You adopted a black child, one of six different, well, four kids that you've adopted,
right.
One internationally and then three through the foster care system. One of them is black. So, Marilee, as you wrote this, what was your goal? What were you trying to communicate?
I actually just wanted the people in my son's circle to understand what we understand about what he may face in the world. I thought about, like, we went to a Shriners pancake breakfast one time. We walked into this huge hall, and I look out and immediately realize my son is the only black person in the room. There's probably, 200 or more people there. And I think about what I would feel like if I walked into a room and I'm the only white person in a room. That can feel really intimidating. But I think because we are really used to being the majority, we don't think about that. We don't think about it from someone else's perspective. So that goes from just being an awareness thing to sometimes when we're out with my son, I'm just being very vigilant about how people are responding to him, how people are responding to our family, and if there's a safety issue, I'm going to be thinking about that. But when my son's out with his neighbor friends, they're not necessarily thinking about that because that's not their life. If he's out with friends from church, they're not necessarily thinking about that. And I thought, we all need to have the same level of awareness of what these kids are facing.
We're going to be continuing our conversation with Marilee Bradley when we continue with her in just about 20 minutes. Keeping you connected to God, MyBridge Radio, it is Bethel Music No Longer Slays. Thanks for joining Stan and me this morning. And our guest with us this morning is Marilee Bradley from Lincoln.
Now, Marilee, as we mentioned earlier, we've known you for a long time, and we've had you on the Morning Conversation numerous times to talk about a mother's heart for God. But recently, you've written a blog post that has had over 600,000 people read it. So today, we're here talking to you about the blog post titled, To the White Parents of My Black Son's Friends. So, Marilee, there was something that you read nationally that triggered this concern for you about your son. Talk to us about that.
What had happened was I had posted a picture on Facebook of Tamir Rice, who was a 12-year-old boy who was shot by police for playing with a toy gun in a park. And I posted that and I put, this child is 3 years older than my son. That's an awakening for me to realize how my son can be perceived in a moment, in an instant, could have really tragic consequences for him. So we do everything we can to teach him about being respectful of authority, about not being at the wrong place in the wrong time, about having good friends. But I can't protect him all the time. I can't protect him when he's away from me. And so it was really a feeling in some ways of fear for him and thinking, I need for other people in his circle to know that there could be tragic consequences for him.
So what was your goal for the blog post? Obviously, you were not trying to pick a side with a national case. You were really bringing it close to home. And so what was your goal? What were you hoping to accomplish?
I just wanted people to know. Like, it was as simple as that. It was almost, I mean, it really was just a letter to the people at church, the people in our neighborhood, the people at school that just need to know. I think it was an awakening for us when we went to Liberia to adopt Josh, and we realized when we were the only white people, how visible we were, how easy it would be for people to identify us, to see us, that there were a lot of looks, and that felt uncomfortable in a way. And to realize for Josh being raised in Lincoln, Nebraska, it can be like that a lot of the time, and we don't even think about it because that's not our experience. And we had to get to a point of listening to people who were saying, my life experience is different than yours. We had to listen to them for the sake of Josh instead of what our default was to say, no, that can't possibly be true anymore. That can't possibly be happening anymore because that's not my experience of the world.
We're going to be continuing our conversation with Marilee in just a few moments. Right now, Mercy Me with Dear Younger Me. Bringing Nebraska together, MyBridge Radio, it's Unspoken, Start a Fire. Gordon and Stan with you on this Thursday morning. Marilee Bradley from Lincoln is with us on the Morning Conversation today. Now, Marilee is a mother of six, and she's joining us this morning to share some of her thoughts included in her recent viral blog post, which has had over 600,000 hits, called To the White Parents of My Black Son's Friends.
So, Marilee, you know, as we're talking this morning about your blog post, we're talking about some dynamics with race issues, your concern for your black son that you adopted. But for the average, you know, Nebraskan listening this morning, you know, what's the relevance of what we're talking about?
I think we have to move beyond being polite about issues of race. I think that out of politeness, there are things I haven't said when I've heard somebody make a racially insensitive joke. Out of politeness, there are conversations I haven't had about what my brothers and sisters in Christ are facing because I don't want to be uncomfortable. And I think that's kind of a Midwestern value, especially. And I think I'm learning I have to move beyond that. I have to listen to what I'm hearing about what people are facing, and then I have to be willing to have uncomfortable conversations in order to stand up for people that I love.
Marilee, you've got a somewhat of a unique vantage point, you know, not wholly exclusive to you, but you know, no pun intended, but a minority viewpoint for a Nebraskan that you have,
right,
a black son that you adopted. And you get a chance to, in a sense, look through different set of eyes than your own, in your own culture. So as you think about the faith community specifically around you and in Nebraska, do you feel like race is an issue? I mean, yeah, we know it's nationally that there's all kind of dynamics going on, but what about in Nebraska and specifically within the faith community?
I will say that our experience is encouraging. I feel like there is, especially right now, a desire to know and to understand, that people are asking good questions, that they're having a bit of an awakening about what's going on, and that they want to know better and they want to do better. So I think it is an issue, but I have been excited to see that people want to address this issue. They want to understand it better.
We'll be back to continue our conversation with Marilee Bradley in just about 20 minutes, so please stay tuned. My Bridge Radio, that is the City Harmonic this morning. Praise the Lord. Stan and Gordon along with you today. To the white parents of my black son's friends is a recent blog post by Marilee Bradley from Lincoln. Now today, Marilee is with us to share some of what she wrote in that blog.
So Marilee, as you wrote this blog post and you dove into the racial issue for the sake of your son and those like him, and you get over 600,000 hits to this blog post, what surprised you the most? What was the biggest surprise about the response and what you've been hearing back?
There was a lot of positive response, and I was really thankful for that, especially from African-American mothers that were saying, yes, thank you for saying this. And that was so affirming to me to know that we are trying to do this right, that my son would understand the things he needs to understand, that we aren't protecting him in a way that he won't know how the world works. That was really affirming to me. It was really discouraging to me to see how many people are very protective of the idea of colorblind as the ideal. I was not aware that so many people would be that defensive about the fact that we should just not even acknowledge color of someone else as part of the equation, that should just go denied.
So I would love to hear your thoughts about that, Marilee. So you get a pushback from people talking about, shouldn't we be colorblind? Why make the issue about race and color? What's your response to that?
I think from a position of faith, we believe that God intentionally created Josh as a black boy, as a black man, that was purposeful. And to deny that, to not acknowledge that, seems like a huge loss. To me, that seems like saying, I don't know that someone is male or female and how that's going to impact their perspective of the world or how they respond to things. This is an integral part to who he is, and it's beautiful. I think about my husband, who is actually literally colorblind, and I think about what a loss that is, that there are parts of the color spectrum he just doesn't see, he can't appreciate because he has an inability to see that. And I think, I don't want that in my life. I want to see the color. I want to appreciate that. I want to understand how that impacts someone else's experience of the world.
Our guest this morning is Marilee Bradley, and we're going to be back to continue our conversation with her in just a few moments. Right now at City on a Hill, God of Wonders. Keeping you connected to God, My Bridge Radio, it's Good Good Father by Chris Tomlin. Thanks so much for joining Stan and me this morning. Today, we are visiting with Marilee Bradley from Lincoln, who is a mother of six. Now, Marilee recently wrote a blog post called To the White Parents of My Black Son's Friends. Now, that post has been read by over 600,000 people.
So, Marilee, as you think about the race issue within the believing community, what would your hope and prayer be that would be true of the faith community because of the reality of Christ?
I think my heart's desire for the faith community is for them to see my kids with the beauty that God created them. They are people that God intentionally made the way he made. And I want people to understand that that's going to impact their experience of the world. And we all have a part to play in that. That me pretending to be colorblind does not make the world better for people of color. That we need to be able to see what their needs are and to have God's love for justice and for mercy in wanting to address those things.
Marilee, I've really appreciated this morning your willingness to really dive into your heart a lot and your heart that you express so well through the blog post we've been talking about this morning. Okay, so 600,000 hits. So just in general, I'm thinking again, 600,000 hits in a blog post. Is there something to capitalize on for God's glory? I mean, God's creating potentially somewhat of a platform. Definitely your platform has expanded for a window here. Is there something in your mind you're thinking that you want to maybe do to leverage that? Because I'm sure God has some more things in your heart that you'd love to speak to.
Yes, I have felt very conflicted about that. Because you can imagine there's part of me that thinks, all right, put the kids in daycare. It's time to just start writing full time. And I've had to look at these precious faces of, I have three little ones that are still at home with me all the time, 4-year-old, 2-year-old, 1-year-old. That is what I do with my time. That is my life. That is my goal. Any amount of success I have in this world, if I didn't invest in those kids, what else does it matter? So I've had to remind myself, this is what I'm doing. And if God chooses to use even just this one message to be far-reaching, and it isn't something that creates a platform, it isn't a stepping stone to something else, it's just one message of God's heart for people he loves, I am so thankful to have been a vessel for that. But yes, I have 1,000 other things to say and I'm going to keep saying them. But who knows how far that will go?
Anyone who knows you, Marilee, knows that that is a true statement. I have a lot to say, and I'm going to keep saying it.
You're listening to The Morning Conversation with Gordon and Stan on MyBridge Radio.